Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A huge shout out to Big Pipe for sponsoring this. Sponsoring?
Yeah, they do sponsor it. I love how you call it a shout out, like it's what now?
Hey, totally. That's what it is.
What now? What am I hearing now? I'm hearing you get a free modem if you sign up for 12 months with Big Pipe at bigpipe.co.nz.
And I hear you don't even have to plug that modem in, it's wireless.
Yeah, it's wireless.
It's like a minor detail, but that's very,
if it was wireless, imagine if we were trying to plug an internet provider that you had to plug it into your computer to work.
Big Pipe, they're better than dial up.
They sure are. It doesn't take too long. Thanks, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome along to a very special episode of The Male Gaze.
Oh, perfect.
Reese!
I want to be involved.
That was so good. We've got a special guest in tonight who has made himself known before he was introduced, please. A round of applause from wherever you are listening to this for Reese.
You better be clapping because I'm checking.
Nicholson.
We're all going to listen.
I would clap, but we're holding the microphone.
That was my
Tim's clap.
Yeah, that was a filthy sounding clap. It's like,
that was
a combination
full
wank.
This already is one of my favorite episodes, and I'm only going to say because, well, one, it's great to have a guest.
Yeah.
Two, because it's like it's so late
so
at night.
Bored of
I feel
each
like
other.
We're gossiping.
And
like
we're a bit white. We're a bit red wine drunk.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
so.
Having a beer, which is.
But why are you having a beer, Chris?
Why am I having a beer? Because I'm feeling a little mask.
Yeah.
But what
did you say a few minutes ago while you're having a beer?
Oh, because life's thrown me a few curveballs? No, that's why I've grown a beard. Why did
I just think because you felt like you were going to throw up.
Oh,
if you
yes.
had a wine.
Does a beer settle you? No.
What are you going to say?
I'm the opposite. A beer will make me want to vomit. A wine will settle me a little bit.
Gin's my good night one. Gin's
really?
My, like, seal it. Yeah.
I
producer Tim agrees.
Can't drink Sambuca anymore because I got so drunk.
And also, you can't drink Sambuca anymore.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
you don't. No one's going to ask you to drink it ever again.
He's
not doing shots while mum's upstairs.
I stopped drinking Sambuca when I was 16 because I got so drunk at a wedding that I was waitering, and we bought a bottle of it and we drank it and I vomited it up, and I've just never been able to smell licorice again. I thought it was like an adult's drink, and I was like so insecure that I was never going to be able to like party with the boys.
Mingle with adults.
People think Bailey's is an adult drink as well, and like
that's bananas.
It does make me feel like an adult when I drink a Bailey's, though.
Yeah, like, but it's an end of the night, like, oh, you've gotten home from an event,
or you've just taken
go
your dentures
nine-nines.
Out.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
an old.
I'm remembering my husband.
I think every
the
time
war was tough. Yeah. Have a Bailey's.
Every time someone suggests Bailey's, it's with that kind of intonation. That's like, should we have Bailey's?
Bailey's?
Yeah,
should we have a Bailey's?
Should we have a Bailey's?
Treat yourself.
Followed by them going. Like blowing the dust off the bottle.
I was at my fiance's mother's house, and she was like, should we have a Bailey in that exact intonation? And then we checked the back, and it was 7 months out of date.
Ooh,
and like Bailey's goes off.
It's milky.
It's milk, yeah.
It's like it's not one to like preserve for a while.
Nah.
She's not getting better with age. She's getting she's getting curdled.
Like a woman in
sour.
Show business. Bailey's is just like a woman in show business.
Yeah,
unless Ryan Murphy is involved.
Yeah, and that's revived. Guys, we start every podcast with this exact discussion. And then we fade into a fact of the gay, which I've brought. Oh, I brought it, Chris, don't worry.
I did not even think to prep one.
So, Reese, we bring a fact. We try to educate people.
Well, actually educate ourselves. God, there's so much to learn, right?
Too much. We'll never know it all, and we're going to offend someone tonight, I think. But, okay, three news stories that I want to talk about.
Great.
The third one is the fact of the gay.
Okay.
Number one, Cheryl Cole and Liam Payne have just named their baby.
And is this the massive age difference couple?
Huge. And she was also the judge on X Factor when he was competing. Four.
He's One Direction,
he's
eh?
Four. Yeah, he's One Direction.
Wow. And I didn't even know they were a thing.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one who's not pursuing a solo music career. Who's just a dad.
You know who he's a dad now.
Yeah.
Do you know who I feel the most sorry for? The blonde one.
Why?
Because I follow him on Instagram and he's always singing alone in his room. Oh. And I feel like Harry's like, gotta go to SNL. I'm going to be late. You know, he's running around town. Like, and I feel like the other blonde one's like, I'll go to Wimbledon. I'll have a beer. And then I'll like play on my piano.
But Wimbledon, the suburb, not the tennis.
No, he hasn't been invited to the tennis match.
He's just going to go and do his shopping.
Can I ask you, Reese, who is your favourite member of One Direction?
Well, it's Harry because wouldn't push him out of bed, but also he's playing the game.
Yeah.
As in, like, do you see that thing that came out on Rolling Stones that was, why would I question, because the guy kind of in Rolling Stone doing like a serious Rolling Stone, like questions, and said, the question was along the lines of, you know, how do you feel about the fact that your fans are all like 14-year-old girls? And he did this like perfect, like a publicist had written it type of answer that was about how, well, why would I question 14-year-old girls? Like 14-year-old girls made the Beatles. 14-year-old girls have known exactly what they're doing. 14-year-old girls are going to be doctors. They're going to be blah, 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 blah. And completely, like, a whole bunch of 13 to 16-year-old girls had a weird tingling in their pelvis they've never felt before.
That publicist is a genius.
Just like girls on buses just rubbing on the seats, not really like, understanding it.
I am right. Everything I think is right.
It's fine. I got to do some washing and lean up against the machine for a while.
I made the Beatles.
Yeah, like, just, but it's, like, such a perfect answer. It's and I wasn't even reading it. You know when you read something non- like sarcastically and you're like, well done Harry Styles, and then later on you go, oh wait a minute, I work in show business, I know what goes into these interviews.
Yes.
Show business.
Show business.
I used to be a full Zayn, and now I'm, ever since SNL actually, Harry Styles.
I just want to run my fingers through his hair. And I reckon he's got full bush. Anyways, I'm just
I've thought about that too. I don't like a few times.
Plus also he was dating that BBC. He was dating Nick Grimshaw, right? What are we...
Is he gay?
Well, they were hanging out a lot.
Wow. That's the thing about him, though. Like, he's kind of... He seems like he'd, like, have a go and dabble.
He'd plough you like a field.
Yes, yeah. I would love that.
He'd rail you.
Zayn's single, though.
I bet he keeps it tight back. Anyway, whatever. He keeps
is
a clean
my alarm
ship.
Clock.
I think...
I still listen to his music.
Yeah, I really like Zayn. I've got some Zayn merch. I think Harry would be verse and Zayn would be.
Let me just
throw
that out there as if that's not insane.
You'd have one night with Zayn. You'd buy a bottle of Sambuca. You'd pour it over ice, I think, or neat, however you want it.
Is it methamphetamines or ice?
Yeah,
frozen.
You'd have it over meth. If it's Zayn, you're having it over.
You're in
meth.
New Zealand now. That's our only drug.
Yeah,
he offers you a bit of meth. I don't even know how you have it in a spoon.
I'd only
like
the
Pamol?
One time I'd do meth if. Oh, I'm having a stroke. If Zayn was there, I'm getting excited about meth.
Here's the thing about meth, though. Everyone thought it was this like fun, easy drug in the 90s, eh? And then they like 2001 happened, and everyone was like, oh, it's destroying us.
Oh,
my hair's falling out, and there's bugs in my skin.
I also feel like...
And you dig in there, and there's
glad.
No bugs in there.
Yeah, I'm so glad I never did meth.
Same.
Like, I honestly...
I'm glad that you didn't
but
know
if,
that.
If I was...
You'd be a terror.
If I had been born 5 years earlier, straight up, probably would have accidentally tried it.
Mm. I almost did once. I was in Adelaide in Australia.
See, it happens.
Shout out to Adelaide.
Seems like a likely
and
place to do it.
Meth is one of those ones where you can do it any way you want. Like, it's this.
Right.
And you can... I'm just chucking gay terms out there. Yeah. That's the only one that I know. Where we had been, me and another comic had been at a show, and we had to go to another show, and one of the other, let's say, slightly more abstract comedians on the bill was like, I'm staying in this hotel, do you guys want a line? And I was like, this is the last place I was expecting to have a line of cocaine. Let's go to your hotel room. And we're in the elevator, and the other comic with me was like clever enough to go, what is the line of?
Yeah.
And she went, oh, ice. As if it was like,
oh
we're having some biscuits upstairs.
You can't call that a line.
And we had to get out of the elevator. Like, the uncomfortable, like, look, you go and enjoy your meth. We're going to not
after.
Do that.
We'll see you after for a Sambuca.
And like, but the difference is, if we had been in the room, my uncomfortable, polite upbringing would have made me go, Oh, okay.
I'll have a little bit, but I'm quite full. You.
It'd be rude if we left now. Just give me a bump.
Yeah, I would be the same. I think I'm just my, yeah. My mum raised me as a boy to say, like, you would always say yes to meth.
Yes and?
Yes and, yeah. And the improviser in me would take some and then take it somewhere else.
Yeah. Now we're on a submarine.
Yeah, we're doing meth in a submarine. And it's in the 40s. What was the fact, by the way?
The fact was, oh, the baby's called Beer Pain. Two more
stories. No, wait, no. Whoa. No, stop there.
Yes.
Let's unpack that.
It's called Beer Pain, spelled B-E-A-R-P-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, that's so...
Is this hyphenated? Or yes. Is this all one name, like
Beer
Wolf?
No. Pain is the last name. But I have already decided this is my 2047 Comedy Festival show title.
Beer Pain,
yeah.
It's such a visual name.
It's
like
rough. We've all had beer pain before.
Yeah, I mean, that's, all it sounds like is like when it hurts when you're having sex and the person isn't wearing a condom. That's immediately we might like beer back pain, beer pain. That's immediately where my brain
goes. For me, it was like depression in your mid-40s as a gay man who's slightly overweight.
I just went with a big hairy man fucking me badly.
Oh, like a beer. Okay, so we all went somewhere like quite different, but also.
But it all was very on brand.
It was on brand.
And those are all the thoughts we got from that newborn baby.
Second piece of news.
Okay, we're not at the fact yet. Congratulations. Oh, no. Congratulations to the baby. Not congratulations to the people I'm about
to
talk about.
Is the baby quite hairy?
No. Probably. Babies are often hairy, right?
Full chest.
Yeah.
Hairy chest.
The baby has a big hairy chest, but he trims downstairs.
Is the next baby called Otter?
No babies in this next story. Did you know Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, I know, have a shared gravestone just unveiled today with a beautiful statue of a mother and a daughter embracing on the gravestone.
Now, does that mean they're in the same coffin?
I think they're separate coffins. It's quite a wide tombstone.
Well, yeah, she let herself go near the end there. So.
Did they
which one are you talking about?
Either of.
Okay. I think Debbie kept it pretty
Yeah,
tight.
She was pretty...
This is a dark thought, but Please. It's late. Because, I mean, what was the time difference between their passing?
It was 24 hours.
Yeah, less than.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine then. I was like, because would they have put her in the ground and then like buried it and then we're like, then were the grave diggers being like, fucking, I mean, we just filled it in.
Yeah.
But...
No, they kept Carrie on ice. They looked at Debbie and they went, you are not long for this world.
Oh my God.
You can keep bodies for, well, okay, so I found,
oh, yeah. Whoa, all right.
Well, so my grandfather passed away on Easter Sunday, but then we don't need to, no Oz, but,
okay.
Lovely
you look
man.
Like you're about to cry.
Stop crying anyway.
His funeral was on Anzac Day and there was an open coffin. So the body keeps for that amount of time, which is about a week and a half.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, and this is a horrible thing to say straight after you've said that sentence. Would you do open?
For myself?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. As long as I'm not like mutilated, I think I... Well, because I would like to choose my outfit that I'm buried in.
What's your plan?
Oh my God, what's your plan? What are you going to wear?
Oh, I haven't figured it out yet.
I actually might keep mine in a little bag on my clothes hanger and just be like, it's a little like save the date kind of thing, you know? Just like,
one day I'll get into you.
Yeah. But maybe like, but buy three sizes either side.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, a couple of options.
Yeah. I might do open casket, but feet out.
What is that? Oh,
like your foot out.
So lower half open.
Oh, I got it.
So you can hold your ankle.
So people have to like come and look at my feet as they walk through.
And I
like,
I'm going to.
Yes.
Just a pair of like jandals.
Yeah. And it's a nightmare down there. Like I've not looked after myself for a while.
Long, but they can different
do,
length
like
toenails.
Full Howard Hughes in the last few years.
They can do anything to you. Like when we went to go see my grandma, they like, she was like my sister who's like, does a little, like she works in like radiation therapy. So she's always around like sort of quite grim stuff. And we were looking at the body in the coffin and Kate was like, oh, well, they've cracked the jaw into place and they've taped their breasts into place. She's like kept rattling on what they'd done to my grandma.
Taped
like,
her breasts?
Well, because she was a big woman and so her like her bosom would have been like under her armpits, but they can't. I mean, that's shocking. You don't want to go down that way. So they'd like tape them into place. And Kate was like, they probably would have used a bit of gaffer tape or something. Like she was just giving me like the blow by blow of what would have happened. And I was like thinking to myself, it's anything's possible. So I reckon like just push, twist, whatever
yeah.
to make me look like a Snapchat filter or
I want
the
like
hot
a
one.
Crank at the back of my head.
Yes. pins and clips.
You know, this might be like an old wipe, but I think that was a real, that was like early plastic surgery was like, not a, crank is a strong word, but like old, like Marlene Dietrich era kind of people
right.
would get these like pulleys and you could like pull. We were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently that's why when you watch, RuPaul doesn't, because he tapes.
Yes, that Miss Fame kind of taping thing, eh?
Yeah, and can't look either side. So if you look, she's always staring directly forward
yes.
and never is like looking to the side of other acts.
Because she's in her 50s, right?
Yeah, and she's also Botox. Like, yeah. she's quite open about Botox.
Yeah. They all the, love a bit of filler and Botox.
I'd do fillers.
Would you?
I would never do Botox because we use our faces for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd do little... I'm not saying we're going to do this, but I would I'd do
Sounds
little...
Sounds like you're going to.
I do. I've had... I'm 70 years old.
Well, you've done such a good
Google
job.
Google me, guys. It makes sense.
I think I'd do forehead Botox. Is that a thing? Do you get your forehead?
Yeah, but don't you use it?
Like, I use
not
mine.
Not as much as my lower face, I think. Or Jeez. Maybe I just get annoyed by it too much when I watch my videos.
I would get...
Which is every night before I go to bed.
I'd get under chin. That's the one or two things I'd get done.
Just get it.
Because I know the people in my family, as they get older, we get jowls.
Yeah, I get chin implant, actually. That's my main operation.
Really?
Just
what would you get, Chris?
Mine's quite strange because I didn't have my right. I wasn't born without my right pectoral muscle. So it's crazy. So I've only got my left one. And I was like, that's the surgery I'd get fixed. But when
Carrot top, go full to carrot top.
When I went to the doctor to talk about it, I was like, can I get like a silicon pec? And he's like, no, what we'd do is we'd take a muscle out of your ass and we'd transport it up, and because it grows the same, so you just put it up in there. Oh, then we'd have to saw your chest open. And I was like, oh, I'm done. I think I'll just leave it. It just sounds like too much work.
Why do they have to saw your chest open?
Oh, because my chest is all fucked up too. It all sinks in like a big kind of bowl.
And also...
Oh, like nachos.
Yeah, I've actually eaten cereal out of there before.
No.
Yeah, just once.
Chris, our friend Eddie as well, has the opposite. He's got a...
It protrudes and we
protruding
sternum together.
I dated a guy with that once.
They can fit
Lots
together.
Of guys
weirdly,
have sternum.
Weirdly
this is
kind
a shout
attractive.
Out to all you guys with sternum really? Issues.
I don't know why. Wow. It's like I'm doing something that other people don't have access to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you like, what's the next thing?
Okay, so this is
sorry.
The actual
we
fact
just
of the game.
I just keep taking
work.
Us off on like,
no, I love.
What's wrong with our faces?
What work would you get done?
This is the headlining fact of the game, which is, and look, not often we have the article still in front of us, so I can't credit the scientists that have done this study, but I don't name. Know how good this is anyway.
They're probably foreign.
Yeah, yuck.
Just believe in yourself, I reckon.
We can make this kind of jokes in New Zealand because it's not so much a problem here.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait
we'll
a minute.
Get into that.
Nah, we're racist.
We are too.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
A bone. There's some scientists in a study, right, and they have found a some biological reasons that they think that... So there's still no for sure biological reasons that some people are gay and some people are straight, but they think they've found biological reasons why some people prefer... to be bottoms. And so
wow, really?
Is it to be tops? So apparently there's a super strong correlation between if you have older brothers, you are more likely to identify as a bottom, and if you have more older sisters, you're more likely to identify as verse.
Shut.
And if
up.
You are
Freud just came.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And if you're the top of your family, you're more likely to identify
so the top.
What
as
about
the top?
Like, say I was early on in my gay career, I was what we would call in the industry a dirty bottom, where I was not, that does not mean I was a dirty bottom. I just shit on people for a living. No, like I was everyone's friend.
Right, yes.
But now later on in life, I'm definitely a top.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What does my biology say? I have an older sister, but she's my half-sister. So this makes sense.
Shit.
Well, they need a whole new study, I guess. But I guess this study was depending on how people were identifying at that point. So, I mean...
What do you have and what are you?
I've got only sisters, three older sisters, and I'm good at everything.
Okay. Eliza Verth.
Yeah. It's so interesting, though, when you're in a, like, relationship versus when you're
getting yourself out
there. When you're putting yourself out there. Because I feel like when people are, like, on Grindr or they're on the scene and they're just, like, throwing themselves around. They want to take their position in terms of where they stand.
Yeah.
Versus when you're in a relationship, it begins to like evolve more, maybe.
I think so.
So like you kind of take your little title off and you kind of just, you sort of put it away and you sort of think about, you don't really think about
but
it
you
as
keep
much.
It just in case.
You do, I mean, you know who you are, you know your identity, but you just don't sort of bring it out into the forefront all the time.
Mm.
I've got an older brother and an older sister.
Okay.
So I'm a middle child.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make me verse?
Who do you want to fuck more out of those two?
Yeah.
My brother or my sister? Oh, who do I want to fuck more out of my brother
Reece,
or sister?
Chris's brother's, it was a clear Bachelor of the Year.
Oh.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Oh, should I show you a picture?
Yeah. This is like a live reaction video. Like,
for listeners, his name is Alex Parker.
Oh.
Clear Bachelor of the Year.
2009.
Good year.
Oh, so no longer reigning.
No longer reigning. No, he's no longer a bachelor either.
Oh. He's married.
But some of those bachelors aren't bachelors. Ronnie Chang, quite famous Australian comedian, was a clear Bachelor of the Year.
Mm.
In a long-term relationship, was engaged at the time.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, you are... Are you a bachelor until you're married, or are you...
Well, I'm a confirmed bachelor. Isn't that that's my favourite... What is your... Here's a side note for... What is your favourite old-timey gay term?
Oh, What
I like... I like light in the loafers.
Oh, that's very cute. What's the one that we learned? Oh, I learned fabulosa. This is not my favourite, but I just know that
light
it's
in
an
the
old, loafers. Old
oh,
gay
I had
term.
One the other day. He's a... Oh, no, I can't remember what it is. I can't remember. I was going to say like a touch of the cloth, or but that's when you're religious, isn't it?
No, but like there is something like... And there's all those horrible ones like something jabber and like...
Yeah.
Poo jabber and...
Oh, I remember my favourite one. It's faggot.
mine was gay cunt. They got used so much at high school for me.
Yeah,
like constantly. These aren't very good pictures of my brother, and there's lots of people that aren't...
Stop editing your brother and show me him.
Okay, this is not great for people who are...
Well, no, the listeners right now are Google searching Alex Parker.
Well, they're probably what I'm doing, which is Alex Parker 2009 Clio Bachelor, which is just like such a tragic search. There's nothing really
here. If you're on Google right now, another fun term is type in Australian lesbian comedians, and I'm number 4.
Are you?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It goes Hannah Gadsby, then it goes Deanne Smith, not Australian.
We searched this the other day, actually, like New Zealand gay comedians to see what would come up. I don't think I came up on this. I think you came up on the list. It's like whoever's been in an Express article.
Yeah, I've done. I do them whenever possible.
You've been in I think you were in Express this month.
Oh, dear.
Which is like our only gay magazine, eh?
Oh, it's I remember maybe doing a Q&A or something.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little Q&A.
I think I might have been quite passive-aggressive in it.
I'm giving up on the
about
search.
About what? About?
I don't remember, but you know when you get an afternoon during Comedy Festival where you just get a lot... And this is really good listening for the people.
Yeah.
You get a lot of press around this time and a lot of Q&As, and maybe you set aside an afternoon to do them. And as the afternoon goes by, you get angrier and angrier about, like, what's it like being a gay comedian? You just figure out... It's just the same 4 questions over and over again.
You know what? It's really hard.
Yeah.
You just got to get honest and get real.
As a gay white male in Australia, it's very tough sometimes to be not on television all the time.
Dear person listening, I'm interrupting this podcast to inform you that the NZ International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. is on. April 27 through till May 21, hundreds of shows, some of them featuring the very podcast host you were listening to moments ago before I interrupted. Go and see all the shows and buy tickets for the shows at comedyfestival.co.nz where all the show details are. Please and thank you, and now back to your show.
We thought we should play, like, the kind of... We thought it'd be kind of interesting maybe to talk about the different... Well, like, compete or compare maybe, like...
No, I like compete.
Compete's fun.
Yeah, I want to be competitive tonight.
New Zealand versus Australia. Well, no. Who's gayer out of New Zealand or Australia? And we can kind of, like, toss it up. I mean, there's obviously, like, the elephant in the room around marriage equality.
My name is Reece, but thank you.
Oh,
I've put a little bit of weight over festival season, but I don't appreciate
no one can
that.
Tell.
I think your trunk is looking amazing right now.
Thank you.
We're all naked.
Thank you.
But
I've done the tuck.
I don't know whether, like, marriage equality would, like, just your country not passing it yet, would like
what?
I'm sorry, news. Do you not know that
the news is bad?
Whether that would necessarily mean that you're not the gayest out of New Zealand or Australia?
I think we should disregard that because I think marriage equality is not. I don't think having marriage equality makes us gayer at all. Just makes us better.
It makes you better. It makes you nicer.
Makes us more better.
Let's say more respectful. Let's say humans.
But we were kind of discussing this at the office earlier, Eli, around like you when it comes
at
to
the office. We've got a whole office for this podcast.
Oh, right.
At our male gaze headquarters.
You guys stuff.
It's a bus stop.
Why are we not recording this?
Around the fact that Australia has Kylie Minogue. I feel like that is like real.
But here's an interesting thing that I find about Kylie Minogue. Name, other than the most recent, she's done some marriage equality stuff recently. Yeah. She has gay fans, but name a thing that she's done.
Oh, see, I wouldn't
She's
know.
Never performed at Mardi Gras.
Really? Oh, we're just
okay, Google that. That might be incorrect. Her. Google that. That might be incorrect.
No,
but
she's never done it.
But she's not, like, she's not actually quite... And I'm a big fan of her, but she's not like a...
Like a, she's...
She doesn't give back
she's
very
not,
much.
She's not rolling her sleeves up and doing the dirty work.
So you are a fan of hers, though?
Oh, like... I mean, I don't pop on an album and, like...
Do the dishes.
I did listen...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Recently, too, she did like a like an acoustic like for one of the like you know Spotify goes we think you might like this and you get a little bit offended for a minute and then you listen to it and go oh actually I do quite like this well, that's disappointing it's like Netflix recommends you go how dare oh no this is good the First Wives Club again
stop recommend I've seen it
so many times I've literally seen that First Wives Club at least 100 times it's my favorite movie anyways just facts I don't mind her but yeah she's not done very much for our people Danny Minogue unfortunately has done more for our people than
I quite like Danny
I've got a soft spot for her
by that I mean she works at a soup kitchen
fucking hell
allegedly
I think the video Kylie Minogue's video for Slow did a lot for me personally as a
that guy
person.
Doing the dive at the start full bonus
shit
I respect a musician who'll put like hot bodies in music videos because they know like
she's
horny preteens want to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Like full respect. You're doing God's work. That's so good.
What do you think your first gay boner was?
Okay. I have a definite one. This is Paul Jennings. He's Australian, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he wrote them. In one of the books, like Unreal or Unseen, there's the magic underpants story about the boy that puts his pink underwear in the microwave and then they get magical powers and then he takes them for a swim
and
then they shrink.
Spins. Oh, no. Yep.
Basically. Well, they shrink so he has to take them off and then he's naked. And I remember reading
it
then seeing it in Round the Twist and both times I was like, oh, cool.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Honestly, mine would actually be Sims Hot Date.
Oh, on the love bed.
And I was like, it was so weird because they get into the love bed, always a guy and a girl, because I felt like that was the only like it was programmed to be that way.
But no, you can make
no,
them
you
gay.
Can be bisexual from the very first.
Oh well, my Christchurch upbringing was like it should be a male and a female.
Yeah.
But I would constantly watch the guy. Like I just like keep an eye on him. You know, that split second where he like gets into the bed, I was like just trying to grab that little moment.
Would you ever do? There was a cheat, the rosebud cheat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could drag the bed away.
Yes.
The blurs away.
And you could do it in the shower and just completely non-genital people just rubbing themselves in the middle of a room.
Oof.
I did. The Sims really brought out what kind of person you were in that I would build walls around people.
Yeah.
And just leave them
Take
in there for days.
Take ladders out of pools. All that kind of stuff.
I was constantly just ditching kids, trying to get rid of the kids.
Yeah. Bin Lao, quarantine. Yeah.
It's a really...
That means they're hungry.
I always love it when you put a bit of art up and they're just like... Yeah. They're just like screaming.
This is the Mona Lisa, you fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what my favorite thing was? I think this might have been a later version, but sometimes it would snow and they'd run to the windows and be like, oh, wait, is she good there? Is she good there? And they're just looking out at the snow. And I was like, that's just what I do.
It's relatable. It snows. To be fair, where we grew up, it snows like once a year in Christchurch.
And
it's like,
and you flip out.
And everyone freaks out. They're like, school is cancelled. And you can easily walk to school, but it's like, so... like, nope, there's snow on the ground. You're going to slip and break your arm. And so like everyone just like gives up, but it's like one day of snow.
I've never touched snow.
Oh my God.
I grew up in Australia. I know. We were too focused on being racist.
Well, that's, I think you can get that feeling in Christchurch with the snow as well.
Yeah.
You've got to watch.
It hailed once.
That's good. That's pretty
that's
close.
It's chunky snow.
It's
that's
kind
fat
of like
snow.
Bullet snow.
It's mean snow.
It's mean snow.
Snow's bully. I thought of another very early gay boner. The video for Rock DJ by Robbie Williams, where he rips all his clothes off. And then he rips his skin off, and then he rips his muscles off. But I remember searching on our very slow internet to see if there was an unblurred.
Do you have one?
I would imagine it's probably like Queer as Folk or something. I used to wait for my parents to go to bed. They're quite loud snorers, so I knew. And I would get up and used to play Queer as Folk on SBS like quite late at night in Australia, which was like our network, government network. And I would I was so attracted to. Do you ever watch it?
No.
It's like there was like a 16-year-old guy, or he's meant to be 16, called Justin, who was like an artist, and he was blonde and he was pretty, and he was like having like sleeping with this guy who was definitely 30, and it was bad. Like it was in retrospect. It was the 90s, it was a different time. But was having a very bad relationship with a 16-year-old boy. But I, God damn it, do I want to have sex with Justin. Oh.
It's like, you're kind of like dipping into stuff that was like, served for gay people though, which is so, like, mine was all that. Like, I was like twist, like just squeezing any amount
of totally. Oh, there were all of those ones. Like,
I used to watch so much of, Big Brother Untouched.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. Huge.
Did you have your own or did you watch ours?
No, I watched yours.
Gretel Colleen just saying, Gretel, like, winking at the camera.
So,
like,
so going so to dream on
maybe. I worked with her recently.
Oh my God.
What was it?
She just stand up.
She does not like to talk about Big Brother at all.
Really?
Me and Joel Creasy just asked her, so, like, sat on a couch and just were like, so, you and Saxon, like, was, like, didn't even try and, like, courtesy finger it, just went straight in.
Were those twins? They were like two twin.
And they swapped?
Yes, but they were kind of hot. Like,
yeah, well, one of them was hotter than the other one. One of them had a chubbier face.
Yes. But I was in love with those guys.
The major thing that I remember from Big Brother Uncut was a montage of everyone waking up with morning wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have that saved on my
notes. Pete Timms, who's now like a radio person in Australia, was the dancing Duna guy who got the wristy of someone.
Wow. It's just that
that's such a Big Brother sentence.
Yeah, the
got the wristy off
he
someone.
Got the wristy off someone. Someone who works at a fish and chip shop now.
Do you remember the story about Joe from S Club 7 and her Big Brother celebrity story? It's devastating. Well, but also her bad. She was really racist on the show. And they were kind of like being really mean to this
Indian girl, right?
Indian girl on the show. And then
I remember this.
They like kept filming and like pretty much threw her under the bus, and it blew up. Like the Indian government was involved. They were like, there was this kind of tension between Britain and India about it all. Oof. It was like all over the news. She had no idea because she was in the Big Brother house until she got eliminated, and they filmed the episode and they like showed her this video of like a kind of cut together edited thing of all the footage that and like the outrage that it had sparked. And from that moment her career was over. And she and it played out live on TV as she exited the Big Brother house. Isn't that crazy?
You know what's crazy as well?
Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Well, if you went on Big Brother right now, it would be one of the like few times that you would leave your phone behind you. But like, what a weird thing to leave your phone behind. That you'd be leaving your phone behind to be on camera.
Like, such a dirty cause.
Full wipe. There's nothing sinister on there, but just... There's also messages that don't need to be seen of like...
Oh my God, same.
I would my kingdom for a celebrity Big Brother. I would, and so I'm not like a reality TV person, but I would be such an annoying person on that show, and the annoying ones win.
Yeah. Dude, I would just be constantly trying to sleep in, and it just wouldn't be good enough for the show. I think I'd be like, can I just sleep in for a few more hours, please?
See, I couldn't do one of those like, I don't think I could do one of those like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here style, like climb this wall and like shit in this box. Because it's actually because I've now mentioned him twice, but like Joel Creasy did it, and it's actually the worst.
Oh my god!
Like they actually, because you think, oh, it's a celebrity show, so you're gonna get to do whatever. No,
he lost like 10 kg or something, right?
Yeah, and you clean out the toilet, and like, oof. It's a long drop. There's a long drop for shits, short drop for wees, and oh you clean god. Out the.
New Zealand's getting its very first Survivor.
We're late to everything. We got
30 years later, and we've finally got it.
Yeah.
I still remember watching the very first ever Survivor with my family.
Yeah.
And it being like one of the most... Dad was like, this reality TV thing's kind of interesting. Like, it was like the very first reality TV show we ever watched.
Yeah.
Apart from Pop Stars.
Which we invented.
New Zealand.
Really?
Which might make us more gay than Australia in that sense.
Yeah, that's a big gay... So
we made it before Australia had Bardot.
We
had True Blood.
True Bliss.
And one of the guys, so Popstar was set up by two guys. One of them now is still making money because X Factor is technically an iteration of what was originally
Popstar. So it's
not Popstar.
A Simon Fuller thing. No.
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 They bought the format for American Idol.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was, first of all, Popstars, and you can watch it, and it is an absolute train wreck.
It's them rehearsing in like literally an old church. And it's so good.
And they're like, whoa, this one's a bit of a looker. Like, the language of the whole thing, like, talking about the women being auditioning for the pop group is just so archaic. They just have no idea.
How about this slut?
Yeah, like, it's literally like, oh, she could, like, with a bigger butt, she could do it. You know,
like she could cut the balls.
Like, yeah, like, oh, she can just be the voice of the group. Like, just,
there's a whole episode where they're just cupping balls to see who's got the best technique.
Joe Cotton. What were the, because that's like the beginning of reality TV. What were the like challenges? I don't, because I
they
remember
literally
Popstars
just made
being
the group. The challenge was just like the admin. There was so much like paperwork and.
Because I used to work in an office with one of the members of Bardot.
Which one?
Her name is Sally.
Okay.
And
I only know
she's like the
Monk.
One that she's the one that and hello Sally. I'm sure you're not going to listen to this, but she's the one that didn't nothing happened for afterwards. Aww. But she performed at the Arias like three times, which are our like big.
Yeah,
Grammy.
I love the Bardot music video with all my heart. The Poison really one with the different runes. When I was watching that with my family, it being made, I was like, "This is incredible!" Like I just like couldn't believe the effort they've gone to for the music video.
Even though it's all women, that's probably gay enough that you could get a first gay boner to that.
I had a full gay boner for Sophie Monk.
Is our Bachelorette.
I saw that. That's so exciting.
She is, by the way, the best person in show business.
Really?
Really?
Without a doubt.
Do you know what? I knew that. Like, I knew that. I had so much respect for her when she auditioned for the show, and I remember...
There is such thought in your eyes right now.
I know.
You're so
completely genuine. When she auditioned for Bardo, I turned to my parents as like...
She's got it.
Like, that's exactly what I said. I just was like, she has it. She has the X Factor. And they were like, oh my god, our son's so gay.
For those of you who don't know, Chris has just done a full act out of, like, you really looked to the side then. And saw your parents.
I was transported back to my family home. I will never forget that moment when I first met Sophie Monk. And it was like a life changing moment.
You didn't meet her. She's just on
TV. I met her on the screen. That's just as much.
Wow, if that's what it takes to meet. I met so many famous people then.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
I met Jennifer Lawrence.
I remember meeting Britney Spears on the radio.
Oh my god. Can we just for a moment talk about Britney Spears' online presence? Have you seen her on Instagram?
No.
She's phenomenal
on
Instagram.
It's crazy.
She'll just do these things called, she just runways, and she just like puts on a couple of outfits and does like puts on a bit of peppy music and walks up and down her house doing like a runway walk and just does a cute little turn and like a wink to the camera.
Are her kids dead?
Oh.
No, they're still around.
Why do you think they're dead?
Well, just because I'm not.
Right.
I'm not aware of them. And I was very aware of them for a while.
Yes.
I think as far as I know, she's only allowed them, you know, not very
2 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
She's busy in Vegas.
Is she still in Vegas?
The week that her most recent album came out, I know that's because my friend Faisal posted it online, but she posted a photo of like a painting. It was a good name. Painting of just mice hanging out in a castle from some storybook. And she wrote, imagine what it would be like to be a mouse. And this was the week her album came out. That was part of her promo.
She's incredible.
She's got some sort of autism or something.
And she was trained in that time of like pop stars to just constantly wink. Like she's always like, can't wait to see you. And then like a wink down the camera. Like she just winks at the drop
of
a hat.
She's just having small strokes.
Probably.
Her dancing is so bad.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
When she came back and did Make Me at the Music Awards last year, whew, she hasn't learned anything new.
Because you had it for a while, like you thought she could have been a bit of a gay icon, eh?
Yeah, we talked about it.
And you were just a little bit unsure. The more and more I watch it, the more and more I think she is like a vessel of sadness.
Yeah.
I just watched season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race in 1 week, and Derek Barry.
Oh, man.
Who is the worst. But and also, what
can't
makes
even
me
do
think,
eyebrows.
Can't even do eyebrows. And the fact that he's so obsessed with Britney Spears.
Man, yeah, it's
like,
a perfect metaphor.
Just made me realize that anyone who loves Britney that much is a dumb fuck.
I can't even do eyebrows. Like, I can do eyebrows. And that professional drag queen can't do eyebrows.
It's insane. I hear Nikki Webb's just coming back.
Yep. I mean, sure. Is she still running a dance studio, I wonder? She has such an interesting career to me, where she was like 12-year-old girl spinning in the Olympics.
Yes.
Opens a dance studio, then decides maybe 5 years later, I'm sick of, does that whole, what all the kind of Disney stars do, where they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go in Maxim. And just does this really odd.
I remember that.
Yeah, did this really crazy. That was when
I think I got bought that magazine.
Another gay boner.
Yeah. I think so. Boy, encouragingly. You might like this. Maybe you like that titties. Strawberry Kisses song. How about her boobs?
Do you remember, because we're all about the same age, what we all thought Strawberry 70. Kisses meant? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Strawberry kiss. You know, there's all those, like, when you're in high school and primary school, you like hear all these like terms that you think, well, you know, that means that. And you know that means that. And they're like things that no one's ever done.
Yes.
Strawberry kissing is if a lady is on her times and you go downstairs and then you come back up and you kiss them on the mouth after you're done.
Here that's called the Domino grin.
It is.
It is. That's what it's called. Oh my Does that make sense to you?
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
So gross, eh?
And I'm over the next 2 weeks. My aim is to say that at least 8 times to someone in that context.
And this is why I struggled so much being in the closet with like, it was like terminology like that being thrashed about and just being like, how am I ever supposed to convince anyone I'm straight when terms like the Dolmio grin is being handed around?
Yeah.
And like, that's what's being painted as the straight life. Like, oh yeah, we go down there and that happens. And
we love
it. And that's like Tuesday.
Yeah. I was like that's
no.
Like,
what happens on Saturday?
No.
Do you?
I mean, yeah, I know that shit comes out of there, but like, I don't go near it with my face.
No, you just give it, let it happen, take it, give it a break. Read a book. Plait some. Did you guys do lots of plaiting? I did a lot of plaiting.
I get my sisters to plait my hair as much as possible. I'd be like, oh, it's long enough to plait, and then run to the lounge.
In my imagination, you had like long flowing hair.
I did for when I was 17,
Wow.
Was it long?
I was like, not shoulder, but
I had like Farrah Fawcett, like blonde curls.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
I don't know whether it was a good decision or a huge mistake.
I was born looking exactly like this.
Really? Just
full head. Blonde hair. Had a quiff in it.
Shoes
I was born with glasses on.
Blazer on.
Blazer on.
He's already got a prescription.
This is my skin.
Do you know one of the sexy things from my high school? Was all the kids. The tip that was going around when I was in like fifth form probably was that if you put up a rocker on your tongue when you were eating out a girl.
Oh no.
She had good vitamin B.
She felt great. No, if you put it in, everyone was like, that's guaranteed multiple orgasms.
What?
I remember that someone saying you do the alphabet with your tongue.
That's a big one. I used to read the the sealed section of Cosmo or Toyo just to get as many tips as I could.
You put ice on your tongue and apparently the cold sensation was a
put balls in a cup of ice, right?
Oh no. Who has the admin to bring? I've thought about this a couple of times. It's like, should I bring like ice into the bedroom? Like, is this something
still
that
we're talking about methamphetamines?
Still talking about methamphetamines.
I never come ever again.
So we tried a bit of ice and I just ripped his hair off. He never called me back. I still have his hair. Oh my God. Should we just talk about, okay, do you know Jaden Smith? like Will Smith's
son. Oh,
yes.
Is he old enough for me to say that he's handsome?
I think he just crossed the line, because there was a photo from the other week where he's like shirtless and like cotton boxes on a couch. And
okay, cool. We're all predators.
He went, and then his Met Gala look was like black suit and then holding his hair in his hand. Like that was his accessory. His like
cut off his dreads.
And he cut off his dreads and he's just holding them like a purse. And I was like, this is such an interesting move in terms of like maybe a new fashion trend of just like holding
your old hair.
It's kind of like, I've had a breakdown but I'm doing okay. Like I just sort of like that that kind of look. There's kind of power in it too.
I just know. I can't imagine. You're sitting at the table with Jaden Smith and he just pops his hair on the table.
Yeah.
The worst.
But then pulls his card out.
Yeah.
Everything's in there.
What was your favorite Met Gala look? Have you looked?
Rose Byrne.
Oh.
It was an understated one, but it was fantastic. She was in this like very interesting, like sort of reddy orangey color, just showing off a bit of bod, but like in a cool kind of way. And then her hair was like, looked like a wig. It was so well done. I was like, that looks like a wig.
I'm thinking I really liked Mandy Moore's look, and then I'm worried that she wasn't there.
I don't think Mandy Moore was there.
I don't think Mandy Moore's been anywhere.
Do you know what? Because you said that, and I was like, I don't think that's Mandy Moore.
Like, Mandy Moore's listening to this podcast. That's where Mandy Moore was.
And that shout out, she's
like,
oh yeah.
Oh my God.
She's
like, and then she heard what I just said and went,
She went back to, like, I don't know what she's doing, macrame or something.
Was it someone like, someone had an amazing gold one on, like a really great, like
Blake Lively.
Maybe
Blake had a bit Lively of blue down the bottom,
or like one. No, actually, maybe it wasn't, because she's like quite a curvy, like hot curvy. One of those scary, I'm a rake type of people had like maybe it was like Giselle. Or
didn't Bella Hadid have like a? She had like a very tight bodysuit. I actually thought Lena Dunham looks really good.
So did I. But she always puts like thousands of meters of fabric. Like, all.
Yeah.
I love that this has turned into like fashion police, by the way.
It's really
this
good.
Is going, like, we were talking about anal earlier, and we're still gayer than what we're gayer now.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be on fashion police.
Oh, it's my dream.
We've pitched a New Zealand version to each other.
Approved.
And it will be made. Hey, we're kind of. This is, you know, we're coming up to time.
Okay.
Do we just
start fucking now?
Is that yeah, that's pretty much. Well, I'm just going to get the meth ready and warm the Sambuca up.
We're all going to do a line of ice. Sambuca.
It's what adults drink.
Can we please just go downstairs and do a shot of Sambuca after this?
Oh my God, I would hell.
But record that. Like, you just hear wind. Three men vomiting it out.
That night, the next morning I woke up, like half out of a tent and half in a tent in a pool of vomit.
Was this?
What?
Was I at this party?
No.
Okay, cool.
I've clearly been white wasted a lot in my life. When was the last time I did that?
I was just thinking about Dan Pigalle's 21st.
Oh, I did that too. But I ate a mushroom and I hurled the stuffed mushroom.
Right. I thought you meant like a crate, like a zany mushroom.
Oh, no, no.
I know, I can't think of anything worse.
No, a stuffed mushroom.
Zany like, in terms of the delicious flavours.
Yeah, zany too, had risotto in it.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's all the time we've got, really.
Hey, Reese.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for doing it.
So no, this has been really fun.
And
have you been recording this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you've been holding that microphone.
I have edit points. I need to put a few things I've said that need
to
be removed.
Well, we've got a couple of hours in to get it through this podcast. But it's the Comedy Festival on right now. And you've got a show on?
I do. Tickets aggressively still available.
Oh my God.
It's almost like they're selling like poisonous hotcakes. So come on by. I'm in the Vault, ominously named. There's another venue called the Loft.
Yeah.
You stay in a loft. You are trapped in a vault.
Absolutely.
And the smallest one's called the Cellar. That's where your body is taken after you die in the vault.
Yeah. Oh, no, the smaller one is the Fritzl Lounge. Look out, 2006.
Reese Nicholson in the Fritzl Lounge.
I just did a visual joke. And I'm on until the end of this week, which is the 5th, I think, maybe?
5th or the 6th?
Fifth or the sixth, one of those.
One of those.
And then I go to Wellington for one night. Only.
Oh, well,
one night.
Oh, you're in the Rose Club.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Which is that as rich people and hot as it sounds?
The only thing is, there's very noisy rowers practicing the whole time. Yeah,
like and people with megaphones. Hey, that's the cocks. I know sport.
Yeah. The big sports point night.
Yeah. At Melee, have you got a show on?
Oh, yeah, it's called The Year of Magical Fucking. It's in Wellington
best,
next week.
Best show title in the festival. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And Auckland afterwards. And it's been a lot of trouble for me to pay for Facebook advertising because of the swear words.
Oh,
so
course.
Please, please, please come.
I was like, because I was plugging your show in Melbourne.
Ooh.
And I would go from talking about Hannah Gadsby's show, which is like a
beautiful
show about her giving up comedy and the several assaults that she's gone through in her life. And I would say, I cried 3 times in that show. And people were like, that is a bad plug for a comedy show. And then I go, also go and see Eli Matthewson. His show is called The Year of Magical Fucking. And people just laugh automatically at that. Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And he said, I cried 5 times.
I cried 5 times during that show.
And my show is called Docking. And that's on right now. And
what's happening in this country that's all just, what, next year, felching.
Yeah. We did camping last year, docking this year. And it runs till Saturday. 10 p.m. at the Basement Theatre.
Yeah.
So come see our shows. Definitely come see Reese. He's world-class act, and we're so lucky to have him in this country.
No, I'm just in another country. That doesn't mean I'm world-class.
Well, yeah, I'd say you're world-class, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks Whatever. So much for coming.
No, thanks for having me. This has been really fun. I would like to come on other times, please.
Oh, my God, always.
Oh, please.
Hey, we'll have to go over. Go across the ditch.
Or maybe I could be your Australian like correspondent.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Perfect.
What's going on? We're still racist and homophobic. See you next week.
Thank you, Reese. Don't you lines of meth?
Yeah. That's why I'm so itchy.
And another huge thank you to BigPipe.co.nz. You make this all happen.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Thanks for listening to this Little Empire podcast. We've got live shows happening in the New Zealand International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. So go to comedyfestival.co.nz and buy tickets now. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, maybe you should listen to Walkout Boys with Nick Sampson and Joseph Moore.
Walkout Boys!
So this movie immediately... really just a middle finger to the face of all creationist believers. Just really a real fuck you.
Yeah.
Look, there were dinosaurs. And in this time, Rita Repulsa was fighting some alien Power Rangers. One of them played by Bryan Cranston, and they all get killed. And then the power coins get buried underground.
Yeah, we know, Nick.
Okay. Cut to modern times. We're jerking off cows.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.